So how important is church doctrine? How important is church doctrine? Amen. Praise God. So anyway, to start with today, and don't forget, immediately after any impartations, like if you attend an Holy Ghost meeting or if hands are laid on you, I implore you, the first thing to try to do after such time is to do your best to carry out some spiritual activities. Especially seek to do the things that you find it difficult to do before. Surely find it easy. Okay? Are you with me? Find it easy. Find it easy, or should I say easier? Anything you think was a challenge before, immediately after impartation, seek to approach it. That is how to respond to the ministry of laying on of hands. Actually, it works like it's like a type of shortcut at times. Just cause you to, understand what I'm doing? Sort of shortcut. It just cause you to work in some stuffs almost earlier than expected. So, once again, let's say thanks to Pastor Jeremy. Okay. Say thank you, Pastor. Say it again, come on.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, he just left yesterday. So Acts chapter 1 from verse 1. So it's a question, how important is church doctrine? How important is church doctrine? Right. Before I define doctrine with what you guys gave me, what we did together here. Acts 1 verse 1, the former it is, have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his what? Passion, by many undeniable proofs. That's infallible proofs there. Being seen of them 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So after the resurrection of Jesus, he now started teaching. And tell me why this particular teaching, why the teaching? I thought he has been teaching them for 3.5 years. What's the difference between this teaching and what he has been saying before? Huh? Say it in a better way, yes. But before, in the four gospels, he's teaching men without the Spirit, right? But now he is raised from the dead, amen? And what is the condition for man to receive the Holy Ghost? Is it Pentecost or Christ to be raised from the dead? So why Pentecost again? What? The day for what, sirs? You are right, just say it. Come on, don't blame me, yes? The day they what? The take of the power of the Holy Ghost, right? Take of utterance. Okay? So Pentecost was like their own agreement with Jesus. It's like their special program. They are going to come together on so day. What? Take off the Holy Ghost and to start ministry. What I was saying, so you cannot date the day a man, you cannot say, don't worry, I will receive the Holy Ghost on so day. No, that is misnomer. You don't set the day you receive the Holy Ghost. Rather, you said you can, because it's just when a man believes the gospel, he receives the word indwelling. So that indwelling is a ticket for man both to both not just to be saved, but also to understand God. When Christ was raised from the dead, he now started teaching them specifically, because now he is sure that these people can understand. They can understand what I am about to say. They can understand my counsel. Now they have been upgraded to a level that they can understand God. Are you with me? So that was why Jesus now had to start teaching them almost like afresh again. So let's see the four accounts. What Jesus said here was actually documented in all the gospel, the latter part of the gospel. You have to put them all together to have the full picture of what he was saying. Don't forget, Luke was the same writer of the book of Acts, Luke 24 from verse 45. 24 from verse 45. Then open ye their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at where? Jerusalem. Amen. So that it should be preached. Jerusalem to be preached. And we are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, or tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power. So we have two instructions there. Number one, they are to preach upon his resurrection. Number two, they are to tarry and to be endued with power. Mark 16:15. How important is church doctrine? How important is church doctrine? Mark 16:15. Amen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Don't forget, preach the gospel. A set of facts. Set of realities. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized, saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Those signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. 18. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and those sick ones shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God, right? So that was the same thing Acts 1 is talking about. So we still have preached there. But let's go to the account of Matthew. Like Matthew, we have something clearer, different to tell us. Matthew 28, verse 16. Amen, amen. And the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain. Where Jesus has appointed them. 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. 19. Go ye therefore, based on the fact that all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, all authority in heaven and earth is given unto me. Based on that, what are you to do? Go ye therefore, and what? Teach all nations. Teach all nations. And as well, remove that latter part, it's not in the originals. There's nothing like the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We only have one name, the name of Jesus. Go to the book of Acts, they did miracles in the name of Jesus. They got men saved in the name of Jesus. There was nowhere the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was used to do anything in the Bible. So we only have this mission here and in 1 John chapter 5, which is the best error in translation or an addition in somewhere in between. So 19 again, want to go. Go ye therefore and what? Teach all nations. Okay, now let's start from there. Great word of teach there is Matthew 2. Or just write mathematics. Write math. Then put T-E-O. M-A-T-H-E. Then T-E-U-O. It means to enroll someone as a scholar. To be discipled, instruct. To become a pulpit. This is what Jesus said we should go and do to all nations. Make somebody a disciple. Become a pulpit. Be enrolled as a scholar. Amen. Okay, from that, from another word, matites. M-A-T-H-E-T-E-S. From the word called a disciple. So, every Sunday thing is not the point. You didn't just say, go and ensure people gather once in a week, every Sunday, no. It's actually like, it's go and make men disciples. So, it's almost like go and relocate to the empire of your disciple. That, you know, of course, you don't know how they do discipleships in those days. It's something, just school, body house, you know. That's what it's saying. And how they do body house. Because you carry your bag, luggage, and go to that is, are you with me? Pastor stay in Maraba and go the disciples. Sorry about that. But also, a disciple has his learning as priority, as his primary commitment. But as a disciple sees learning as his primary commitment. Primary commitment. Disciple sees learning as primary commitment. Amen, amen. So, verse 20 now. Yes. Okay. Teaching them to what? Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. How long? Always, even unto the end of the world. Teaching is another Greek word. That's didasko. Didasko. That is from this. That's from doctrine didaskalia. It means to discharge the office of a teacher. Means to impart instruction, means to instill doctrine into somebody, means to explain or to expound a thing, instill doctrine, instill, I-N-S-T-I-L-L, into somebody, to impart instruction. But didaskic discourses, that means and status to that means they are fast to be taught. They are fast to be how do we put it? Just like what they call postulate? If I'm saying it's a postulate of Lord God, so I'll be. Shall I put those things? Postulations of who? Geography. So you don't change those things. You only explain them, but you first what deliver them that way. These are what he's saying. Are you with me? So now read Matthew 28:20 again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So before you think this, talking about only the things he taught them, before you think that he's talking about only the four Gospels, check John 16, 12 again. John 16, verse 12. What do you think he's talking about? Just those stuffs then. John 16, 12. Come on. One to go, let's read. Yes, yes. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot spare them now. Okay, so was that pre-resurrection or post-resurrection? That's pre, right? Thank you. Verse 13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, what will he do? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me. For he shall what? Receive of mine. Say, we receive of mine. And show it unto you. When Paul now came to the scene, he now told us in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, yes, it's merely for Bible reading. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. I love everyone that's not around. They should try and make up a note on this topic. It is very important. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but what? The Spirit of God. 12, want to go? Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. So those things, they are contained in their pistols. So when he's saying, I have yet many things to say unto you, you cannot bear them down. We saw that actually upon his resurrection, he tried to explain more to them. And guess what? One major thing he explained to them was the things of the spirit. Because that was where Peter started his sermon from in Acts 2. So there were a lot. So there were a lot to say. So, but one clear thing that we are sure that Peter did not just get that information from by inspiration. Jesus taught him. What he explained to them upon speaking in tongues in Acts 2 was the teaching of Jesus. Jesus taught him. So I'm simply saying, by the reason of the Spirit of truth now being in men, they can understand God. They can understand doctrine. They can comprehend the fullness of Christ. So, this is the point. It's not about it's not about who is talking. It's about somebody speaking, a man with the Spirit talking to men with the Spirit. So Jesus explained doctrine to them. But of course, due to limited time and much more, Paul came and he did, let me use the word, a better job. But before, now, see something that people usually confuse. You know, there's a war against Paul out there that we are taking Christianity from Jesus. We are saying it's Paul. 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. Second Timothy 2, verse 8. Let me know when you are there. Amen, amen. Second Timothy 2 verse 8. Okay, one to go. Let's read together, yes? Oh, so why did Paul use the word my gospel? You know, that word offends a lot of people. So he's saying my gospel, who is he? My gospel. Check Romans 2:16. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. And in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men according to my gospel. So, but thank God for Romans 16:25 that made it clearer. What is the gospel of Paul? Because Paul has some information, secret information about himself that he's trying to share for the church. Does he have a secluded, one secluded information known only to him? Like that. So Romans chapter 16:25. Let's read together. Want to go? Yes. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, Kai, that is what? The preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Read 25 again, you want to go? Yes. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. So what is his gospel? The preaching of Jesus. Thank you, Jude. Which is the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Kept secret where? Kept secret where? Verse 26. Want to go? But it's now made manifest and by the Spirit, scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. So four things you can say there. That number one, Paul's gospel is not about Paul. Anybody that is saying Paul. Paul was not campaigning for himself. Paul was not mentioning, he was not basically saying, I am somebody, I am your savior, He was, so number two, Paul's gospel is the preaching of Jesus. Number three, Paul's gospel is from the scriptures of the prophets. It was never self-generated, not a secluded inspiration that was only known to him. No, it's from the scripture of the prophet. And number four, the eventual result of Paul's gospel is faith. That's what you see in that verse 26. Made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. The eventual result, the anticipated result is faith, not legalism, not works. When you hear Paul's gospel, it will bat faith. So let's see Peter's comment about Paul. 2 Peter 3, 15, 16. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord, is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, as written unto you. 16, you want to go? Let's read. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. So you see that in verse 15 carefully, it said the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul has written. So Paul wrote about what? Salvation, right? And he's now saying in verse 16 that when you struggle with other scripture, you will definitely struggle with Paul. Your struggling did not start with Paul. Paul was not the problem of anybody. He said, which day that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures. So which one came first? Is it the other scripture or the letters of Paul? Other scripture. That means we are seeing other scriptures there as the Old Testament, right? And there's a school of thought that is saying there are other scriptures here, and maybe the letters of Peter and the rest. But I just prefer to stick with the fact that the other scripture there are just the Old Testament manuscripts. So that means it's not, you will not only have problem with Paul. James 1 is enough to show you too that you have a problem. Are you with me? Come on now. 1 Peter chapter 1 is enough. It will also show you that you have a problem. Jude will also show you that you have a problem. In fact, Isaiah 53 will also show you that what? Something is wrong with you. So it's never. Anybody that is saying Paul is, we can even say, okay, let's leave Paul. Let's leave Paul for now. Okay? Not please don't leave Paul. Don't leave Paul for long ago. But I'm saying you can just say, okay, is it Paul? Don't worry. Oh yeah, open Isaiah. Open Psalm. Open Jude. Open Peter. In fact, open the book of Revelation. Amen. Of course, with the Spirit of Christ, you will yet go to all this and show him the same Paul he's trying to avoid. In fact, open the four Gospels. Are you with me? Okay. So, John 21 now, verse 15. John 21, verse 15. So this is the last gospel we'll be examining. One, two, let's read. So when they are dying, Jesus said unto him, to Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than this? And he said, yet, Lord, you know I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lamb. So that would mean, anyway, just keep this in somewhere in your mind. That would mean when Jesus is saying you cannot serve God and mammon, mammon there should be broader than money. Amen? Because now Jesus is saying, do you love me more than this? More than this. He's not saying, do you love me alone? The question is, more than this. Okay? More than this. No, that's not the distinction anyway. So now said, feed my lamb. That's the instruction. Feed my lamb. Verse 16, feed my sheep. 17, feed my sheep, right? Are you there? So that would mean, what is the proof that Jesus is my priority? I give attention to learning and teaching God's word. When we sing, it's my priority, it's my only focus, that would mean I can tell myself that beyond my pursuit, be a good guy, be a good entrepreneur, be a good statesman, to be a good politician, to be a good, call it any way, to be a good spouse, beyond my pursuit in all this, I just do this much more. Pay attention to that, at that later. So we have a gospel to preach. We have a gospel to teach. We also have the miraculous. But all we have read, we saw John emphasizing, feed my lamb, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. We saw Matthew emphasizing teaching twice. We saw Mark only mentioned preach the gospel, then the miraculous. Same as Luke, right? Luke says, let repentance and remission of sin be preached, right? Caruso announced, and he talked about receiving the Holy Ghost. So one common denominator in all this, you can see that teaching is just all there to cause somebody to grow by the facts of the gospel. To cause someone to grow by the facts of the gospel is in everything. So you now see Acts 20:28 now, again. Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to what? To feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. So who purchased from that place? Look at this again. To feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. So who purchased his blood? God, right? And which blood, which of the God has blood? Huh? Which of the God has blood now? Do you know how the blood of the Holy Ghost looks like? Amen? That is Jesus. So, now see the way it puts it. Say over and over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Please, I beg you, don't take the appointment of men for granted. Don't take it for granted that it's a man that in quote, that is a man that gave you the responsibility over lives. I beg you. Don't take it for granted, though. Because I don't know how best to say that again. Don't take appointment of men for granted. In fact, you can even say, well, I never knew I had a calling until this man told me. So, you know, such a case, you can almost say that, well, God did not call me, you are the one that called me. But I beg you, don't take it for granted. Are you with me? I'm saying maybe at times, maybe what you are doing right now, you're using the church or something. It's not really that you received a supernatural vision beforehand, okay, you'll be the one to coordinate evangelism or to do this, or to pastor this church or pastor that church. Well, you may not even have received it clearly. May I say, well, Pastor, we are just helping you. Don't see it as we are helping you. Read 28 again. Want to go? Take heed, therefore. Do you know his father ordained these elders? Huh? He was the one that ordained them. But see what he's saying. Take heed, therefore, unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. No, the same scripture that emphasized your salvation also said, take heed. It's serious. You know, you are talking. Do you know who Paul is talking to? He's talking to a man saved, ransomed with the blood of Jesus, a man filled with the Holy Ghost, a man garrisoned by the power of God, a man eternally saved. A man with all the jim of God, a man with the innumerable company of angels. Yes, he said what? Take heed. And that heed must be a big heed. But divine, you can stand up now if you are feeling dizzy. Stand up right where you are standing. So yet he said, take heed. Amen. So must pay attention to this. So the same way we have new creations based on the resurrection of Christ, we also have giftings. Leaders are gifts. Treasure them as such. Same way we have salvation, we have new creations based on the resurrection of Jesus. We also have giftings. So see leaders as gifts. See them as such. Treasure them as such. Treasure them as such. See leaders as gift. Okay, before I go further, from our definitions of church doctrine, I think I love these last two, so awesome. So, I will just read through, they are all almost the same thing. Let me just read through 5 definitions of church doctrine. Make your own definition from this, and then update it in part 2. Firstly, say church doctrine is the revelation of the Spirit contained in the epistles, based on the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, which brought about saved men, comma, gifts as men, comma, and the church. So the event brought out these things, right? So he said, which brought about saved men, gifts as men, and the church. Also, and that definition says church doctrine is the revelation of the Spirit. I'm not dictating anything. Containing the epistles with strict boundaries. Based on the event of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, which brought above saved men to the church and gifts as men. So now they added strict boundaries. Why is church doctrine strict? Because a strict event happened. Why does church doctrine have boundaries? Because the event that brought about the church has a boundary. It's strict. And that's the man says church doctrine has to do with the revelation of the Spirit taught in the church by the teachers to saved men within the strict perimeters of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Number 4, church doctrine is the revelation of the Spirit contained in the epistles, which is the result of a specific event, which is death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This revelation has a strict boundary and are dispensed by teachers, i.e. God's gifts to saved men in the church, which all came as a result of the same event. Instead, we're just playing around the same words. Lastly, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus led to the advent of the church and the revelation of the Spirit in the epistles. These revelations are taught in the church to saved men by teachers, which are God's gifts. These teachings collectively, these teachings collectively is referred to as church doctrine. So we not just say church doctrine is the teaching of the death, burial, and resurrection. No, don't just say that, okay? Are you with me? But there are teachings based on that event. Are you with me? E.g. now, when we explain a lot, we explain pneumatology, right? It's study of what? Spirit, ecclesiology, study of what? Church, theology, study of what? But even demonology, study of demons, right? Eschatology, study of what? Usual event, which one is rapture? Rapture, sorry. Then we see have Christology, right? Study of the Spirit. We have it also, Christology or soteriology. Anyone you can call it up too. Yes, they are salvation. Okay. I think they are the same. Christology and soteriology. I mean, that's just depends on grammar. Any other one? It's the main one. We still have do we have anything like a study of man? There's no logic for man. Biology, is that biology or Bible? Is it biology or Bible? Hey, so we're talking about Bible, I beg. Yeah? Anthropology. Yeah. Okay. Study of sin. Yeah, sin. Okay, Simo. You have Simo up, have you? Amen. Okay. Ephesians 4, verse 8. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captives, and he gave gifts as men. Now that he ascended, what is it? That he also ascended forth into the lower parts of the earth, talking about Jesus going to hell. Verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a complete perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. 14, 1 to go, let's read, yes. That we henceforth be no more children, nepios, toe, and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Okay, so verse 14 will be our study today. I'll be spending the next 1 hour on that, so pay attention. So it said, and that we henceforth be no more children, toes what? Toe and fro. Let's start there. Greek word, toe and fro. Jesus. Udonizomai. K-L-U-E-O-N-I-Z-O-M-A-I. A means to fluctuate, to search. K-L-U-D-O-N-I-Z-O-M-A-I. To and fro. It means to, you know what's called like a power surge. Just, well, the way a lot of us see to and fro is that you are every day you're unstable. No. It's, you know, power surge at times it's not just most of the time what we call power surge is not just, it's always fluctuating. But that once in an hour fluctuation is such. At times we only fluctuate once in a week, is yet a surge. So to and fro does not mean that every day you actually believe in different things, different days. Okay? So but to ever have to change your stand is to and fro. To ever have to change your stand about the doctrine of Christ that you have believed is already you being tossed to and fro. Are you with me? That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. The pious tossed to and fro. Fluctuating, surging, unstable, unpredictable. A Christian must be predictable. You must be able to predict what you will teach. We must be able to say perfectly, if we send this man to this place to go and minister, we know what he will say. Amen. Next word, doctrine. That is didaskalia. D-I-D-A-S-K-A-L-I-A. Of course, it means learning, instruction, teaching. Learning, instruction, teaching. So doctrine, verse 15, is it positive or negative? I'm sorry, verse 14. Is it positive or negative for you? Is it positive or negative? Yeah? It's negative, right? So most times, when we have it as negative, it ought to be written as doctrines. Should be plural. Should be plural. Of course, that's the earlier word already took care of that. Every wind. Every. The doctrine of Christ is one thing. Okay? What we call the doctrine of Christ is what is one thing. It's one and the same. It must be the same in America, same as Nigeria. Travel across continent, it must not change. Travel across highways, nations, it must not change. Just regardless of your location, regardless of your audience, it does not change based on audience. It does not change based on how you feel. It does not change based on your happiness. It does not change based on your composure. It does not change based on anything. It does not change based on how much you have. It does not change based on how much you don't have. It does not change based on your intelligence. It does not change based on your exposure. It just does not change. Doctrine of Christ. But now we now have doctrines of men. So just first see where how doctrine or doctrines is used in the entire New Testament, Matthew 15, verse 9. Daskalia. Matthew 15, verse 9. Don't forget, in the Greek, there is really no way to distinguish doctrine from doctrines. They will use the same Greek word for the two. Unless they now add a prefix or something I don't get clearly there. So Matthew 15, verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines. The what? The commandments of men. And in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines. The commandment of men. Meaning, commandment of men here means, that's why I've told you, when you and don't see, and you cannot call anywhere you see commandment in the Bible, 10 commandments, okay? Commandment of men here now means things that are maybe culturally acceptable, or maybe principle of healthy living. Wash your hand, take care of yourself, wash your leg, but that cannot become doctrine. That cannot become doctrine. Funny enough, this is one thing that Islam is built upon. Sadly. Amen. So, he said, they do worship me, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. That is Mark 7, verse 7. See it also there? Same thing. So, I say this clearly to you. No physical thing is needed to achieve or to attain God's approval. No physical improvement is needed to attain God's approval. Not one. Amen. Nothing physical is needed to attain what? So how does man attain God's approval? How does man attain God's approval? Huh? John 4, verse 24, 25. How? Yes? God is spirit, and they that worship must worship where? In spirit and in truth. So worship is what? Is spirit based. Pleasing God is to be accepted to Him in the spirit, not self-improvement. Are you with me? Are you with me, come on? So don't forget, it's not that the commandments of men are always bad. No. It's like clean your hands, clean your legs. Yeah, they are fine. But you don't make them doctrine. You know, I mean, there's more than that actually. But you don't make them dress well, everything. You don't make them doctrine. Don't, that is why I call doctrine a set of facts. How does wash your hand relate to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus? Are you with me? That's why we say doctrine, like doctrine, technology cannot add to doctrine. It cannot subtract from it. No matter the age we say we are, just age, 20th century, past guys, G20, Abi. We are G what? We are G20, G what? 21, we are G guy, I know. It's like, some people now they don't know that there was once a time that there's nothing like a clipper. That's how you used to barb your hair, this. That's the stuff that they do like this. Chaka, chaka. Some of you don't even know. Like that, they do like this. Yeah? All things that have been forgotten. Tradition. Now, I don't see games anywhere again. Confession. You see, play it. Game. Amen. Tank. I know tank is number one, Abi. Tank is. Tank. No. Number one is. One is tank now. Number two is carries. Abi? Careful. Romans 12. Verse 7. So you don't teach or doctrine the commandments of men. Age will change, all things will change, doctrine does not change. Doctrine does not get updated. I'll explain why in the next part. Does not get updated. Just there. And we are now actually, and don't see it the way we are teaching, eh? And don't see it as we are bringing up new doctrine. We are just reading what has been written. It told Timothy, will give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. You get there? So Romans 12 verse 7, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on what? Teaching. Last teaching there is doctrine. So doctrines to be taught, well taught. We can't know more than God. He said teaching. He that teaches, wait on your teaching. Do it well. Amen. Romans 15 verse 4. For whatsoever. For whatsoever were written aforetime were written for our learning. That's doctrine again. Learning. Everything written was for our doctrine, learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So the scriptures, the Bible is from where we bring out doctrine. Not our experiences, not dreams, not visions. Why? Because the scripture is written and it does not get updated. Your dreams and visions get updated how often? Every day. No matter how juicy your dream is, the reason we will not give it first and our approval is because it can change. And the truth we accept today, we must be able to accept again tomorrow and again and again. That is why we say we use the word to authenticate our what? Experiences, right? Not our experiences to authenticate the world. We don't say because of this thing I passed through, therefore God is faithful. No. Oh, you say from the truth of God's word, every promise of Him, yea and amen, because of the truth of God's word, I now saw God faithful in this area of my life. Also, we now cause our experiences to conform to that datum. That datum means a set point, like a reference point, a yardstick. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it shows there is no light in them. Ephesians 4:14, we have read that as our anchor text. Go to Colossians 2:16. The scriptures are for doctrine. Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the essence, the body is of Christ. You saw that? That is all these things. December 25 is not actually related to the birth of Jesus. You know, that is Easter related to his resurrection. This cannot relate to reality. But this, what these are realities that even that happen outside time. That's why he told you that he first went down to the what lower past. Time started counting in Genesis. But we are talking about events that happened, I'm not saying before Genesis, but not in this realm called earth. He said he went down to the to Abyss, to the lower part of hell, lower part of the earth, then he went above to heavens. And it was in these two points that he got both your salvation from. The Spirit teaching us today is from the same realm. Amen. Spirit of God. Amen. So, what am I saying in essence? Respect of an holy day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that cannot. Worship God on Sunday is not doctrine. Events, something that cannot change, that is doctrine. Sunday can change. Get a job in Saudi, you won't go to church on Sunday. I guess you might have to smuggle to go on Friday. Amen. So he now said 18, let no man beguile you of your reward, of your profits. Let's say that properly. Of your profits, of your reward. Of your profits, of your profit, in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. See what he's saying? That means you will shortchange yourself. You will shortchange yourself. You will do injustice to yourself. You will walk as elephant, eat as an ant. By the time you start giving heed to the worshiping of angels, intruding to those things which he had not seen, plainly popped up by his fleshly mind, of course talking about the old embodiment of legalism, and not holding the head from which all things by joints and bands having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increased with the increase of God. Therefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, whereas though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Look at me. Look at me. Let's look at me. Touch not, taste not, and do not. Which are all to perish with what? Using. After the commandments and what? Doctrines of men. Which thing, although, now see the good part. See the point. He said this thing have indeed a shoe of what? Wisdom. In what? Will worship. Wow. So that means it's not that they are bad. So now, okay, let me even say one that is even spiritual. Always pray standing. Can we call that doctrine? Huh? Don't think so.
But hold on. So, can't call that doctrine. I think we're done.
not put your mind right. Okay. Now, and neglecting of the body. So they have a share of wisdom in will worship and humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to satisfying of the flesh. Let me explain this to you again. Just like, personally, I don't have issues with anybody doing going to church on Saturday or whichever day they choose to go to church. Until I said that there was not a day that they are doing their evangelism. Sounds there. They now gave me a tract there. And I read a tract. You know what's on the tract? Sunday, the right day of worship or sound. That is where you now got it from. Why not do evangelism to preach Jesus? Are you with me?
So,
1 Timothy 1 verse 10. Oh, yes. Talking about the law is meant for warmongers, for them that defy themselves with mankind, for man stealers, liars, that's kidnappers, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to what? Sound doctrine. Contrary to sound doctrine. So the doctrine of Christ is one and singular. 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, firstly, seducing here is not even talking about anything sexual. Secondly, if you read 1 John, he said every spirit that what acknowledge that Jesus has not come to the from the flesh is what? Is the spirit of the Antichrist. So when you are seeing seducing spirit here, is it talking about a spiritual force or some men? Men. Same way the preacher, we too, we are preaching, we are doing what we are doing, we are appealing by the spirit, right? Same way, they too, they are doing by the influence of another spirit. Now qualify the doctrines of devils. This does not mean a diabolical teaching. Does not mean, when you are hearing doctrine of devil, does not mean demonic, real, you should stop. Sorry, give me real, I think you should watch a soccer banner. Well, let's find one that everybody should know. Hellboy, have you? Yeah. Iron Man, huh? Iron Man is not devil. Okay. Thanos, No, serious. So, now, see the doctrine of devils, verse 2. Speaking lies in what? Hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Imagine. Forbidding. Forbidding. Marry. And commanding. So can you see now? Can you see now that what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 7? As that there are some things there that are not what? Doctrine. That's why you say, well, this one I say, oh, not the Lord. This one is the Lord, it's not me. So if he was emphatic about forbidding to marry, he has contradicted himself here. So forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat. No, those of you that don't eat this, don't eat, give you this one, I don't eat your ice cream, you don't give you pork, you say you don't. The issue is not the thing. See, once you are having all those no-go areas, it does something to your appreciation. Even the things, see, this is the point, there are some things that you don't like. But don't talk like I don't know if you understand the point. You must not, don't talk like something forbid you. I am, you may not even like it. But yet, what should you do? Anyway, find a grammar for me anyway. Later.
You may not like that type of maybe the food or stuff, but you must not talk like you are, yeah, it's forbidding that I warn you, eh, we don't do it.
Which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believed and know the truth. Once you are having something, you lead it to superstition. Verse 4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused.
Now imagine, nothing to be refused.
Well, it's received with thanksgiving. But it's sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you are seeing doctrine of death, it's not about fall down and die. It's talking about anything that does not give glory to, give honor to our Christ. Okay? Anything that does not give honor to our Christ is of the devil. Any doctrine that does not give honor, credence to our Christ is of the devil. We call them doctrines of devils. Praise God. Okay, let's continue. 1 Timothy 4:13. Same 1 Timothy 4:13. Did I come? Give attendance. Are you there? Same 1 Timothy 4:13. Till I come, give what? Attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Okay, write this down. That word, give attendance, Greek word, P-R-O-S-E-C-H-O. Prosecco. Prosecco, something like that. P-R-O-S-E-C-H-O. Is to be courteous about something. Have regard. Beware. We can as well say, till I come, have regard to read, for reading. Be courteous to read. Be courteous of doctrine. Apply yourself to doctrine. Adhere yourself to doctrine. Give yourself to doctrine till I come. He was telling Timothy, give yourself to doctrine. Give yourself to doctrine. Any friend you have that talks down on these things, that is saying, well, it's about results, it's not about doctrine. That's evil friendship. Amen? That's evil. I better have neutral friends than those that they know is to discredit the doctrine of Christ. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, it's better to have a friend that is not for or against than the one that is fighting the doctrine. See, what a lot of people, the issue with a lot of people is just condemnation. That you are not maybe functioning or doing as much as somebody else does not mean you should talk down or water down or to now try to discredit what that man is doing. No, don't do that. Amen. Do that. Verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the what? Unto the what? The doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Wow. Continue in them. That's epimeno. E-P-I-M-E-N-O. Persevere. It will look boring. Persevere. Remain. Tarry. Persist. C- continue in them. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. In doing it, you will not only save yourself, you will save a lot more. Chapter 5, verse 17. Come on, we are going. Chapter 5, verse 17. Okay, let's read, yes. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they that labor in the word and doctrine. In the word, that is doctrine. Value those men given to sound doctrine. Value them. Have regard for them. Help their ministry. Promote their ministry. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1. 1. Let as many servants as are under the yoke of their own master. What? Count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his what? Doctrine be not blasphemed. Blaspheme, Greek word blasphemo, just saying blaspheme, that's right, E-M-E-O, means so that they don't speak reproachfully of the doctrine of Christ. So they don't speak evil of the doctrine of Christ. So at times we conduct ourselves with some much more extreme caution for the sake of what? Doctrine. Any mistake you make now, you say it's because you are what? Preaching grace. Abi? Are you with me? You say it's because you are, so that means you run away from such more than the man that is not preaching grace. So that the doctrine be not what? Blasphemed. So it's our duty to maintain this, right? Amen? It's our duty. It's our duty. Come on. Chapter 6, verse 3. You can see that doctrine is just so important in this letter to Timothy. And guess what? If Paul is going to write a personal letter to you, this is how it will look like. Amen. You know those Ephesians to the saints, general. Yeah, of course, the doctrine is there too. But when he was now talking to individuals, to Timothy, same thing is Titus, doctrine. See, first, in fact, if you check 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, too, when John was writing to them, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be in good health, even as what your soul prospers. Ah, now, you see that word, above all things. That is, me too, I once thought, I believe that should be talking about just that you prosper, be in good health. Good health there is good doctrine. The context, just read the next verse. Say, for I have no greater joy to see that my children walk in it. Sorry. For a better scripture for you. Amen. Are you with me? Chapter 6 from verse 3. You read that? No? If any man teach what? I'm not reading. Come on, read again. Want to go? If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Verse 4, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of word, wherefore comment, envy, strife, railing, evil, surmising. 5, perverse the putting of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. 6, for godliness which contentment is great gain. Chapter 3, verse 20. Second Timothy right now. 3:10. Second Timothy 3:10. Want to go? But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, and patience. Now, that word manner of life is a Greek word, agoga. Sounds like agoga. 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 Something like that. What am I going to be? That my manner of life, it actually means my training, my education, my discipline, my course of life. Doctrine reflects in our lifestyle. Doctrine reflects in our lifestyle. I keep saying something that manner, that method, that conservative nature of the gospel is doctrinal. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 1. You will now see the difference. You will now see how to be smart right now. Now, for instance, let's read first. You understand what I'm saying progressively? Yes? Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen? Now, in this place, you will tell me the doctrine. In this place, yourself. Okay? Let's go. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord, and not you my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are you in the Lord. My answer to them that do examine me is this: have we not what? Power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, as the brethren of the Lord and as Cephas? Or I only am Barnabas, have we not the power to forbear walking? 7. Who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charges? Who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof? Who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the meat of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or seeth not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses. Now see the point, though. Thou shalt not what muzzle the mouth of the ox that tread out the corn. Okay? Hello? But God take care of for oxen. Sorry, verse 9. Is this talking to the preacher or to the receiver of the word? Verse 10. Or seeth it all together for our sake. I'm saying verse 9, who is to carry out that instruction? The preacher or the man receiving the word? For Galatians says, let him that is taught in all good things, that's what communicate back, right? Okay. Verse 10, or say it all together for our sake. For our sake, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, that he might thresh in hope, that he that treasureth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great deal if you shall reap your carnal things? But so if others be partaker of this power, but you are not which rather, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. So, look at from verse 1, look at those from verse 2, 1, power to lead wife. Which one is doctrinal in this place? What do you pick as doctrine here? Think. Huh? Backsliding. Give me verse 9. Verse 9, yes, it is. But that's not the subject of discussion. What's in verse 12?
Thank you. So, that would mean necessity is laid on us, right? That we don't hinder the gospel of Christ with our own rights. Now, Paul carried this out. The way Paul now carried this out was specific things like maybe not marrying, not doing this. But now you can say, me, I will marry, I will take, maybe church will pay me, I will be taking church salary. But yes, you must still ensure that you are what? Not hindering the gospel of Christ. So the specifics, we can say that one is Paul's own discretion, but the intention, the intent.
My God. Intention. That is the big world that is world that is very difficult to enter. Intention.
Intention of men.
Second Timothy 3:16. Down. Second Timothy 3:16. All scripture given by the inspiration of God. And sure, don't forget that what I said in that 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Profitable for reproof, for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So doctrine, there's singular, talking about sound doctrine, profitable. For that means we teach doctrine from what scriptures. 2 Timothy 4 verse 1. Second Timothy 4 verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, before who shall judge the quick and the dead. Now see the strong words. Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. Verse 2 and 3. One to go. Preach the word. The instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Long-suffering in doctrine. Persistence in doctrine. That means you will allow doctrine to have its way. They will say it's slow. One day I was asking me weeks ago, that do I see things for my members? I said, I don't understand, sir. Do I operate in the prophetic? I said, I said, every child of God should. No, that's not what I'm saying. Say, do you arrange the life of your members now you are going to the area I don't have the power. Amen. Praise God.
You will allow doctrine to have its full effect. They will call it slow. They will call it lethargic. They will call it boring. But allow it. Now, I'm not saying don't do supernatural. That's not what I'm saying. Don't hear that right now.
I am saying you are relying upon doctrine for growth. You rely on doctrine for growth. We rely on doctrine for growth. We rely on doctrine for growth. Yes, we can be crazy, we can do and don't do it, but we rely on doctrine for growth. So verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure. They will not want to. See, that's the reason the man must persist in long suffering, because these people, they don't want to endure in what? Sound doctrine. So when you have a congregation that is seeming, that it seems to be rejecting sound doctrine, what must you do? Long suffering. Stay there. We have to tell them, I'm sorry, no alternative. For after their own loss, they shall heap up to themselves teachers having itchy ears. So we must be loud about this. Sound doctrine is our baby. We must guide our, it's our babe. We must guide her jealously. We fight to protect it. We don't promote or support those that are against it. We don't give offerings or, sorry, gifts to those who are against it. We must be loud about it. We must hype it. We must enthrone it very high. We must speak high about it. That is what boils in your heart to share on social media. That is what boils in your heart to share with men. Sound doctrine. The need for sound doctrine. What is sound doctrine? Amen. So when I ask you that, okay, what is the sound doctrine? You now say, okay, that is every other message. You understand? So the need for it, the need to maintain it, to be stereotyped on sound doctrine. It is our own responsibility to guide this with passion. Not don't treat it like it's one of the things we do. You are hyper to defend it. You are hearing doctrinal matter, you want to put your head. You are not allowing any man go scot-free, just tarnishing the doctrine of Christ. It's better don't say anything at all than speak against this. Titus 1 verse 9. Letter to Titus, he emphasized doctrine again. And somebody will now come, because guy is privileged to have a smartphone, likely in Phoenix. Oh, yeah, you see Phoenix. Likely in Phoenix. Hot Pro. Yeah, just annoying. Calling for Hot. You know, that's like my sister. She now decorated her phone with. That's why when you see how people decorate their phone, how will you ever leave this phone? How will you ever, even in the bedroom, you will take the phone to the bedroom. See how you decorate it. Amen. Because you are privileged to have a phone and MTN daily data. How much is that daily data? $100, right? Or free data. Or Wi-Fi that you stole somewhere. All right, it's not about doctrine. And Mark Zuka already gave you a free app that you're not paying for. How every time you just put a price tag on Facebook, all of you just vanish. Amen. Titus 1 verse 9, want to go. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. Hallelujah. How do you convince the gainsayers? By sound doctrine. Chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. But speak thou the things which becometh what? Sound doctrine. Verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in what? Doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. That word, uncorruptness, Greek word adapatoria. That's right, adia, A-D-I-A, P-H-T-H-O-R-I-A. It means integrity, uncorruptness, integrity, soundness, incorruptibility. Showing uncorruptness, adapatoria. Soundness, integrity, incorruptibility. In doctrine, you are showing integrity. Integrity. Adiwai, come on. Integrity. Integrity. Next word, gravity. Gravity, it means purity, honor, sanctity. That is S, Greek word S-E-M-N-O-T-E-S. S-E-M-N-O-T-E-S. Characteristics of a thing or person which entitles to reverence and respect, dignity, majesty, sanctity, honor, purity. And last word is sincerity. The same word they took incorruption from, incorruptibility from, is A-P-H-T-H-A-R-S-I-A. A-P-H-T-H-A-R-S-I-A. Purity again, sincerity, incorruption. So in doctrine, we must not corruption. We must not be corrupt. He used three words on doctrine alone. Three words. Incorruption, right? Next word. Gravity, right? Next word. Sincerity. And the three words, they almost look the same. Tell your neighbor, say, take heed. Titus 2 verse 10. Not following, but showing all good fidelity. Fidelity. Good fidelity. That they may adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior in all things. See that not for what? What's the other word? Okay, but to steal from or to borrow something, thank you. But showing all what good fidelity. Good, of course, good is agathos. If you know that from agathos doses, agathos, A-G-A-T-H-O-S, good. That means excellent, agreeable, joyful, happy, useful, salutary. Good fidelity. See that word again. Fidelity means credence. Credibility. Thank you. Come on. Credibility. That they may adorn the doctrine of Christ. That they may decorate the doctrine of Christ. That is adorn there. To ornament. To put in order. To arrange. That's Greek word kosmeo. Kosmeo. K-O-S-M-E-O. To ornament, to adorn, to make ready, to arrange.
Ephesians 4:14. That is what we are analyzing since. So you can go back there right now. We said in that place that they are done. So we are showing good fidelity in doctrine so that they can adorn the doctrine of Christ. They can speak well of the doctrine of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The doctrine is our baby. We maintain it. We guard it jealously. We don't entertain jokes against it. Don't allow them to joke with doctrine. They must not even joke about him close to you. You correct them at the instant. Okay, so back to Ephesians 4:14. Come on. That we henceforth be no more what children, nephews, toss what? To and fro. So what is to and fro? Do you remember? Huh? Surge, right? Unstable. Fluctuation, right? Fluctuate. Even if it's once in a green moon, don't fluctuate. Okay? And carry them away with every wind of didaskalia doctrine. So I said that should be doctrine, something better that way. But everybody took care of that. By the sleight of men. That's the next word. Sleight of men. Please write this down. Very important. Sleight of men. Just write coup. K-U-B-E-I-A. By the sleight of men. Very important. K-U-B-E-I-A. It means dice playing. That is a word used for gambling. Dice playing. Deception of men. Now, the way Tyre's definition puts it, he said, because dice players sometimes cheated and defrauded their fellow players. You understand? When you play dice, when you are playing Ludo, and some of you know how to set the thing, you want to have double six, so you put it inside, dollar, you put one. So what you now do? Turn it like this. Now the double six. Wow. Then some of you even set it like this. Set it. Just throw it. You understand? Dice playing, cheating, gambling, fraud. Anything that works. So in January, we use first fruit. Abi? In December, we use harvest. You use first fruit to collect your money in January, December. They say, this is the harvest of the Lord. In September, what do they use? They use, it's the month of delivery. They are going to deliver. July 7, perfection, right? March 3, resurrection. No, sorry. What is 3 again? Trinity, thank you. Awesome. 6, make grace. 6, what? Number of man, Abby? 7, Melchizedek. It's grace. I mean, that's 5, Melchizedek. Isaac sowed in the land. You turn agriculture to what? Isaac sowed in the ground. Your own ground is what? Offering bag. Sleight of men. Cunning craftiness. Sleight. Like, the issue is anything. What is me or sleight of men? Anything that works. Anything that works. Results. Result oriented. Cunning craftiness. See that Luke 20. See that Luke 20. The way he used cunning and craftiness here. I'll show you four places where this one is used. Luke 20:21, and they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou. Now, they will call it sweet words. It will not
look obvious that this guy, this is where they are going. And they ask him, saying, Master, we know that thou seest and teachest rightly. See coding. Neither accepted thou the person of any, but teacheth the way of God truly. 22. Is it what? Lawful to what? Give tribute unto Caesar. Oh no. We get the version in our next portfolio. We're not done with that yet. 23. Want to go? But he perceived their what? Craftiness. That is the same word, cunning craftiness. Their craftiness. And said unto them, why tempt you me? Wow. Craftiness. They crafted it. No, it's intelligence. Deliberately. They will now cage you with words. Put you in one corner. When they now tell you, are you now saying God is insensitive? Once they use that word for you, you are caged. And you are saying God is insensitive about our what? And I'm just like, so if you say just yes, that would mean what? God puts dollars in our pocket. If you say no, that would mean what? God is wicked. My God, my God. Words, cunning craftiness. Let me beg you something. Don't be afraid of English. I didn't know how better to say this. Although the Bible is written in English for us, but the council is not about linguistic. What they are doing is just a play of words. What they do is just to play around words. Doctrine is not playing around words. All right, I'll find a better way of expressing that later. See 2 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Of course, this is common in this place. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Same thing in 1 Corinthians 3:19. 1 Corinthians 3:19. I'll wait for you. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own what? Craftiness. Lastly, this is the real word you remember. See the ways craftiness is used there now. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3. They just don't know they work for, they are doing part-time job for the devil. Or I'll be done in less than 10 minutes. Rest. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3. But I hear less by enemies as the what? Serpent beguiled, deceived Eve through his what? Craftiness. Subtlety. Craftiness. So, to be crafty, you didn't learn that from the gospel. Learned it from the devil. Even in your day-to-day activities, I'm learning it too, personally. Don't stop putting people in a cage. Don't be crafty. Craftiness. Craftiness, we have intelligence. So back to Ephesians 4:15. Craftiness is to have some form of intelligence. So 15 right now. With all we have said, one, two, go, let's read, yes. But
So Ephesians 4:15, come on. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth, aletheo, something like that, to be true in love. So with all we have been reading since, which type of love? Love for people or love for doctrine or both? I would say both anyway, but in equal measure. That would mean you don't love a man that you don't correct him about the doctrine of Christ, and you don't love doctrine and you stay on your own. Doctrine does not make you isolated. Write that down too, please. Doctrine does not make you isolated. Neither does it make you critical. No. But yet you are not sentimental. You are loud about doctrine. So you are not isolated, you are not on your own, no. You are not critical, no. Yes, you are not sentimental. You are not saying because, well, you are my financial provider, you are my boo, you are, well, anything you are saying, although I have access to you, I have access, no, I'm still saying that, I'll still teach on that rules of doctrinal engagement. I think this is a good foundation before we go into that in a month or 2 months to come. Like, so that people can understand that anyone you have access to, Pope or Bishop, can correct. Sorry, you should correct. The only difference will be presentation. Right? Maybe talking to a man that 40, 50 years old in ministry, and somebody that doesn't even understand salvation yet, that is just starting. The only thing that may be different is just regard, sweetness, presentation, but content must be what? The same. No one is to be insulated. So, love for people and love for doctrine, both in equal measure. We love people, so we teach them correctly. We love doctrine, so we don't allow people to corrupt it. Hallelujah. Because doctrine is for men, not for God. So, love is not sentimental, no. Not. Doctrine is the tool of the preacher to build us up into all of Christ. Doctrine is the tool of the preacher, the tool of God, to build us up into all of Christ. Let me tell you the truth. If one day, after all has been said and done, after all we have taught, after the vigils, after the prayers, after the teachings, after the messages, plenty, assessments, oral assessment, after everything, if you could still become a victim of a false preacher, get me right, though. If you can still become a victim, Akim, are you alive? If you can still become a victim of a false preacher successfully, it means we have labored in vain. Let me tell you, the effect of the teaching ministry is your stability. The end point of the teaching ministry is your stability. That would mean we should just, because people think, Brad D.Y., come on, it's going to be done. The end point, the result, is stability.
We can't stop until we are sure that let this lady live here, travel to Oklahoma, travel to this, travel to that, get married, do this, do. He or she will retain this priority. Don't forget, doctrine also covers ministry.
Are you with me?
How we treat ministry. So you will not just travel to another continent and all the picture you are sending to her is London Eye, Buckingham Palace.
Are you with me?
Anywhere you are, we are sure that he will make, that is when we have done well. Not when we do part work, not when we just tried our best. And after 3 years to come, we now start to lie again with holy water. Okay. Sorry, I don't know. I don't want to talk about the only water I can get. I will not saw you with that meant we labored in vain. That meant everything we have been doing is for nothing.
For the past 3 days, Pastor Jay has been marking your exam scripts at home. Galatians chapter 4, verse, everything would have just been in vain. Everything.
You brought divine, we live here tomorrow. At the end of the day, you do anything. We saw him again using miracle and cash. We selling it for how much? That's too much now. Nobody will buy it.
1.5
each person. That's the point. 1.5. You see, $500. Only one person will buy it. 1.5. A lot. You get more than $500. That's business.
Ephesians 4 verse 11. You can say this under theocratic nation of the local church. That saints are our reward for me in ministry.
Saints. This is the clear one. After all we have done, what is the reward?
Saints, men.
Yeah. That's what I saw there. That's what I'm saying. In my father's house, there are many mansions. That is not the reward for ministry. That is just in Christ. Many mansion means in Christ. Many dwelling places. That is the Father's house and everything. That is not the reward for ministry. If you are expecting after you have done ministry well, now God will give you one skyscraper in heaven. I'm sorry. And get money and build something in Meitama and be fine. If it's about that, some people, they will, because some gospel, you can't preach that in Dubai. You can't preach that in UAE. You can't preach that in Texas or New York. They will say, Come and tell me what God wants to do better than this. If God now does better than this, I'm sorry, anything more than 150 story building, I'm scared of height, I'm not going.
Amen. Galatians 4 verse 11, I am afraid of you lest I have bestowed upon you what?
Labor in vain.
That was when the church was driven to legalism. Labor in vain. Philippians 2:16.
So if he thought the disciple would be deceived, that is why our work is so strong. It is to the intent that you are stable. If you are still deceivable, then we are failed. If you can still be deceived, if you can still be tossed to and fro once in 6 months, we are failed. We have not done something.
Hope you can see the enormity of, the work now.
If we can still be deceived, if you can still be deceived, then we are failed. We are failed. We failed woefully.
So Philippians 2:16. Holding fast the word of life that I may rejoice. See this, that I may. He's saying you should hold fast the word of life so that I may what?
Rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. So you can see that because a man that is well taught will bring forth more ministry. More will be saved through him, more will be taught through him,
more will be tossed through those. That's one. It will be a ripple effect. 2 Timothy 2:2, right? Things that you have closed your book. Huh? The things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, commit unto what? Faithful men. They will teach others. It will keep continuing. Yes, there are some people in this place that we know we failed over them. It's not our fault. We try their best. But over such, we cannot be rewarded. God will not say you tried your best. Yeah, don't let that. It's clear. God will not say, well, you also your neighbor in campus. All of them, they are now smoking ganja, but you did your part. So for the part you did, no. Amen. And either they are strong or they are not. Philippians 4 verse 1. Philippians 4 verse 1. Therefore, my what? One, two, let's read. Yes. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and my what? My what? My what? My crown. So all those movies you are seeing that they are giving you a crown of gold, everything. What is God saying? He says, saints are my crown. Wow. That's my reward. That's strong. He now told them. Because they are his crown. What did he now tell them? So stand fast in the Lord. Hope you see why we are not going to allow you to rest. You also see why you will not allow people to rest tonight. Now you're 25, so you must see them. It's not 25 people you thought and you left them under the bridge. 25 you thought is the part of the 25 that now remain what? Stable in doctrine. Thank you, come on. By the reason of your preaching. That is your reward. Not just that I ran, I comb everywhere. Ah. The stability. Lastly, 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 5. Hope I am very clear today, right? Pastor, ensure everybody at peace. I want to see the note of everybody on this topic. Those who are not yet, they should make up. They should not wait for when the message will be out. Find, download on Facebook, anything. I want to see everyone's note on this topic. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 5, 1, 2, go. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means, the tempter have tempted you and our labor in vain. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are courteous. So, deception will not come to you as obvious. Ladies and gentlemen, it will come as legal. It will come as proper. That thing that they call deception is not come very obviously bad. It will come subtle. It will come as legal. It will come as proper. It will come as something is okay. It's okay now. It's okay. It will come as good. But guess what? It will not come as priority. It will not come as any of the priorities of Christianity. It will not give glory to Christ. It will come as good. It will come as okay, proper, everything, nice, pleasant. But you will see that priority was taken away. Priority of salvation, of ministry. It's not there. Amen. Both false doctrine also, notice this, it will gratify self more than Christ. Most false doctrine will gratify self more than Christ. Self. Like what we can get out of Jesus more than what Jesus wanted for us. More than his ministry. What we can get out of Jesus
more than the ministry of Jesus. Is that very clear, brother? Is that very clear? Is that very clear? Then we give ourselves sound doctrine. Then we guard it jealously. Say we are not tired of it. We promote it. We give it our all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at your notes again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.